And thank you for coming back and joining us. I am Wireless Mike.
And I am Matthew. And for this segment, we are joined by Kelly Murphy from Women in Aviation. Welcome, Kelly.
Thank you for having me.
So a lot of people have heard of Women in Aviation, but there are some people who haven't. Let's tell us a little bit about Women in Aviation.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So Women in Aviation International was actually established over 30 years ago. We represent 20,000 members around the world in actually 117 countries. Wow. And we are all about promoting girls and women getting involved in all aspects of aviation and aerospace. So much like our sisters at the 99s, you don't have to be a pilot, though, to join our organization. And we're really about just creating and sparking that interest in a young girl or a woman in the military. Maybe they want to retire and get involved and give back.
And so I'm not of the female gender, but can I still join Women in Aviation?
Absolutely. Actually, 20% of our members are men. And they are fathers, husbands, uncles, grandfathers that want to promote more women in this industry.
Yeah, and so actually I knew that because I've been a member for like 15 years.
Exactly. But, you know. We love your support.
Yes. And you guys do a lot of scholarships and help people actually get into the cockpit.
Yeah, we know that financial barriers are one of those aspects we've got to address. So our scholarship program actually was established in 1995. We've given away over $17 million over the course of that program. And this year, actually, our WI 2027 scholarships are currently open. Applications are due September 1st. You do have to be a member to apply, but you can apply for up to 3 scholarships, whatever your interest is. And you just have to apply again by the deadline of September 1st. And right now, we have over 80 scholarships, and they can be in flight training, maintenance, dispatch. It's really all that whole realm. And again, it's right now we have over $800,000 in worth of scholarships. And as we say, scholarships change lives and it's free money. So do apply.
So where would somebody go? You know, like, I want to look for these scholarships. What's the easiest place to go and look at?
Right. So if you go to our website, wai.org, again, there's a whole scholarship section. You can read the descriptions. You can find what best suits your need.
So you said 30 years, Women in Aviation. Where are you seeing some positive trends today? Where is Women in Aviation growing?
Yeah, so I love that question because we are actually celebrating this September our 12th annual International Girls in Aviation Day, which has grown from 30 events, 3,000 people. This year now, we expect over 40,000 participants in over 200 events. And that's really speaking to see her, be her, right? We need young girls to come out and see that there are positive female role models in business, aviation, general aviation, the military, because they can connect, they understand, and whatever that spark is, whether you want to be an accountant, a lawyer, an air traffic controller, you can do it in aviation. And I always say, all the emerging technology that we see here, they can be a part of it. I think part of our job is not only educating, you know, the members, the public, but the schools, the guidance counselors. Like, let them know that girls that come in and say, what can I do? Well, look at aviation and aerospace. And that goes for guys, too.
Right, that these are options that they can consider. Sometimes people don't even know that these are available. And now you guys are bringing that to the local organizations as well.
So, yes.
You mentioned that there's lots of different members across the world and across. Let's try to bring it local. If we were someone in, say, Cleveland or wherever, how would I look to see where I can find Women in Aviation near me?
Yeah, thank you for asking. And frankly, it's something that we kind of looked at EAA with the chapter network.
Sure.
So again, we have a huge chapter network. We're actually 180 chapters all over the world. And it's important that our members are part of the large organization, but that they can also meet in their local communities, get together for social events, or just for networking and to take tours of the local operations. So again, our chapter network is all on our website too. You can put in your zip code and area, and we can connect you with a chapter. And if we don't have one, we'll help you get one started.
Wonderful.
That was going to be my next question. Somebody wants to start one. You know, what steps do you have to take?
Yeah.
Who do you talk to?
Yeah, it's quite easy. We have, again, our chapter manager will be here later this week. Come by our booth and talk to her. But again, if you get just 4 members as part of leading a chapter, we have an entire How to Start a Chapter handbook that's all online, and you can follow the steps, and we're really here to help you support that. We want you to fulfill that dream to connect with your local community.
I think that connection becomes even more important, you know, as you know, as the father of two teenagers now, looking for ways to bring connection to my son, to my daughter, to get them involved not just in aviation but with people around them. I love that you are doing that to bring that connection both on a global scale, national scale, and local as well.
Yeah, we do too, and we love to be part of EAA. It's an important week for us, frankly. We do host our annual Connect Breakfast. That's how we kick off Women Venture Day. And so we invite, you know, people that are interested to learn more, come by that breakfast on 8 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday.
Sam, we're talking with Kelly Murphy from Women in Aviation International. And for that breakfast, do you have to sign up ahead of time, or do you just show up? Are there tickets? And tell me, what do I have to do if I want to go to that?
Yes. So actually, we're selling tickets. We're nearly sold out, but we encourage everybody to come by Hangar B, 2041. We are selling tickets. They're $30 a piece. It starts at 8 o'clock. And it's an hour of networking, community. We'll have a couple hundred people there. And we've invited all the Girl Venture campers to come and participate as well.
Excellent. And did you say this who the speaker was?
Yes, we actually have Emily Nelson, who is head of chief flight director at NASA, at the Johnson Space Center, who actually helped Artemis get up in the sky. So we know there's a lot of interest to learn more about space, and so we're really thrilled that she's going to be joining us.
Excellent. And what other things do you have going on throughout the week here at AirVenture?
Yeah, thank you for asking. So we have a whole store, again, in Hangar B that has a lot of WEI swag for toddlers, for men, for women. So again, come by our booth. We will also talk to you about all our programs and resources, not only scholarships, but join a chapter. We also have a WEI Together platform for our members. It's an app that you can communicate with one another. And we have that app, and then we also have our on-air podcast that we drop a episode twice a month.
Who does the podcast for you?
Actually, me.
You! See? So you're an old pro at this.
So what we love to do is, again, highlight and showcase the members of our stories, men and women, that are making a difference and wanting to share their leadership stories or their challenges. So that is also available on Spotify, Amazon, Apple, and our website as well.
And are you doing the Women Venture picture again this year?
Yes. Yeah. So that actually was a wonderful idea by one of our former members, Pat Lupke, who decided when we came to EA 30-some years ago, let's get all the women together and take a group photo. Well, that started on the Boeing Plaza as just a few people, women, and now, again, it's just... It brings together a community, and it's a really special day for Women Venture.
Yeah. You need a much wider lens to take that photo.
Exactly,
today.
Yeah. A much higher view, right? Yeah.
What is the background going to be again this year? You always get some fun background.
I understand it's a special Southwest livery aircraft.
Okay.
Celebrating 250 years.
Yes. All right, nice.
Yeah,
our Southwest have a couple of lady pilots flying it in?
Yes, I'm sure. They typically have an all-female crew bring them in.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Now, I'd like to get one more thing in, because I've been an avid reader of the magazine for a while, and I saw you brought that in. So you mentioned the website. What are some other multimedia kinds of things that Women in Aviation has available?
Oh, great. Thank you for asking. So we do publish a magazine, Aviation for Women, four times a year. So that's our quarterly magazine that's available both in digital and print. And then we also, my favorite personally, is Aviation for Girls magazine.
Yep.
So it's really about content and some hands-on activities that we're just, again, getting out with all our Girls in Aviation Day activity kits this fall. So, again, girls can learn. And we also have an Aviation for Girls app that we posted actually during the pandemic, right? We didn't want to stop Girls in Aviation Day, so we created an app. So no matter where that young girl lived or learned, she could still get content. It's got videos, interviews, role models, hands-on activities so they can learn about STEM and, more importantly, about the possibilities in aviation and aerospace. So we do have that AFG app.
So a lot of younger ladies who are interested in learning to fly may or may not have a family member to help them get into this.
Correct.
So how do they get this magazine, and how do they, you know, what do you have to do to sign up for the app?
Yeah. So we also have a very special WEI Junior membership. So if you're 15 and not younger, you can become a member for free.
Nice.
And you will have access to the magazine, digital, print, as well as the Aviation for Girls app and all our monthly webinars that are very focused on the youth as well.
That's fantastic. You do that for kids for free, that just get people involved. That's absolutely wonderful. And they can just go online and sign up for that?
Yes, again, WAI.org. All of our information is there. And please do come by and see us on the Hangar B this week.
Yep. And just another plug for the Connect Breakfast on Wednesday morning, which will help kick off Women Venture Day of Wednesday.
Yes. Thank you so much. Come by our booth and come see us.
And and get those tickets quickly because I hear they're going fast.
Yes.
Yes. All right.
Any last minute announcements, any other asks for the people
listening
today?
I will say beyond this, we have our 38th annual International Women in Aviation Conference, and that is February 25th through the 27th in Savannah, Georgia at the brand new convention center. And frankly, it's 3 days worth of networking. We get about 180 exhibitors. We get about 5,000 attendees, professional development, seminars, keynote speakers, and we do Girls in Aviation Day Savannah on Saturday.
Sure. Do we know who the keynote speakers are yet this year?
We haven't announced them yet, but okay. They are very inspirational, so keep posted on our WAA website.
Well, we do appreciate you coming in and sharing all of you do for women in aviation and spreading the message and getting people interested, getting girls and women in aviation. And we have been talking with Kelly Murphy of Women in Aviation International. And
it's the other people in the pink shirts.
It's the other, not the controllers. Correct. Yep. So you're listening to EAA Radio.